everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 67.
67.
67 weeks of bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are buzzing about.
And the final Boys Without Foys.
The final one. Episode 6 of Boys Without Foys.
Next week is Foys.
Laura Foy will be back.
I'm getting a boot.
Pretty much. He'll be out of here for who knows how long.
We had a comment about that. Was it RHM?
RHM.
Said he misses Laura, yeah. And we decided to bring Laura back.
Yeah.
At my expense.
Bringing Laura back. Yeah.
I'm bringing Xbox back. Yeah.
You've never seen her video.
Okay. Nope, I haven't.
That's why it was...
Yeah, blank.
Not quite understanding. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout-out to RHM, who still has a really cool picture of a penguin. It has his little avatar.
Yeah.
But we had lots of comments.
No hammer pants on the penguin.
Unfortunately, none yet, but who knows? Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe he can do a little Photoshop work. A lot of comments from episode 66. I'd like to give a shout-out to a few folks, like 8 of you, that let us know that the video was not working in our streaming player. We apologize for that, but we do want to give a shout-out to Charles, who I think fixed the issue, or at least notified everyone that it would be fixed.
Thank you.
So yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Sorry it didn't work.
Yeah, Smart Start or Smart Start. I'm not sure exactly how you would pronounce that. Rotig and Windev. So, and Threadabort. There's a lot of people out there that knew that, like, within the first 30 minutes of us posting it out there was absolutely no video. But there was a comment from Arnie Roland, who's the guy that was giving away the MSDN
SQL
Ultimate.
Server MVP.
Yeah, SQL Server MVP, who was giving away the MSDN Ultimate subscription to the...
Not the Universal subscription.
Right.
As poorly stated last week, it's the Ultimate one.
MSDN Ultimate, yes.
I thought you had it all figured out.
So, so Arnie commented on the blog saying that this is now known as Project Phoenix.
Project Phoenix?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's helping...
Phoenix in the summer, it's warm there.
The underemployed or unemployed developers get the tools that they need to help out charities. So anyway, he said that Project Phoenix is underway, and now the announcement is that they're going to be giving away one MSDN Ultimate subscription per week for the rest of the year.
And we had a comment that WinLonghorn06 has already submitted a project for his local church, which is awesome.
Yeah, so WinLonghorn06, best of luck to you. Let us know if you get your project accepted and if you get the MSDN Ultimate subscription for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, I say we get started with Boys Without Foys, Episode 6. Let's go. Our first story today, power tools.
For Visual Studio. Not bandsaws and
table
saws.
Yeah, the productivity power tools for Visual Studio 2010 are available.
Yeah.
And Adam, he puts the power in power tools.
Yeah, there you go. At least it's better than the tool in power tools.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's what the reading between the lines is what I was actually meaning. But yeah, so there are a whole bunch of power tools here, and it said in this article that actually the number one most requested feature for the power tools collections that have previously been put out there is that that customers want the ability to just have certain tools enabled or not. So one of the first power tools that has
instead of having them all or nothing,
you now have a little tools options dialog where you can turn these things.
You
have
little sliders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can turn them all. Yeah.
So as a developer, Adam, I'm just a program manager. I really don't code all that much aside from like little fun projects on Azure. What do you do with these tools? What do you like?
The things I like a lot, I think it makes the editor in Visual Studio, it adds a lot of cool things there for being able to manipulate code a lot more easily. With a lot of things, if you're looking at a piece of code and you look away and you come back, sometimes with bigger monitors, bigger screens, it's harder to find the little carrot guy wherever you're typing. So
especially
now it does stuff
with Adam's monitors these days, where he has like these two like boom arms, so he can just like float the monitors all over the place.
So
it's like, oh, where do I look?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But when you look back now, or with the power tool, it will highlight the entire line of code that you're currently on. So it's super easy to jump back right to where you were working.
Yeah, I remember back in the day where I'd be up way too late, just like downing Mountain Dew left and right. And
what's
like,
way too late for you? You go to bed at like 4 a.m. right now.
I know, so it'd be like at 7 a.m. but yeah, like that. That's just like something that's just super simple. It's just it highlights it with whatever color you want.
Yeah, and it So then there's a lot of other stuff with coloring of tabs and organizing things. Like it'll color them by the project they're in. You can also build regular expressions that'll let you color certain ways. So like if you have a bunch of SQL script files or anything that you have open, you can color them all different.
Oh, that's really cool. So that's kind of like the OneNote tabs. Like I'm a huge fan of OneNote, so you can color those, color coordinate those all you want.
But this gives you kind of programmatic, like where you can set regular expressions, so things will, new files get automatically colored that way. So.
Yeah, OneNote doesn't have that as far as
it I might.
Know. Yeah, it might. Perhaps there's some registry extension. For,
Registry extension. So there's one of the big things that's been in Visual Studio for a while is column guides, but you've had to go into some super deep registry key that a lot of people know about already, where you can enable column guides.
So
you can
what is a column guide?
So the column guide would be one of the great things for coding is you kind of don't, if you scroll, you want it to be up and down, not left to right. A lot of times it's a preference thing. So sometimes I think back to college and professors would have a rule that code couldn't be wider than, I don't know, pick a number, like 120 characters wide or 80 characters, anything that would fit on one screen width.
Okay.
So you can enable a column guide, which basically just puts a line down and says, this is where the edge of that column limit is. And
oh,
you
cool.
can still type past it if you wanted to, but it kind of lets you know when you would go to the next line.
Oh.
But it's been in a registry key for the last couple releases, and now with the power tools there's some UI that
point and click
so there's some UI that turns it on.
I see another one that says align assignments.
So a lot of things, if you have a bunch of different variables and you're setting them all in a row, sometimes you want to be able to see all the variables and then some equal spacing and then all the assignments over, and now you can with a simple, I think it's Control right brace or something.
Yeah, control alt.
Control alt right brace. I guess that's what this right square brace.
Yeah.
It'll assign those things and insert the spaces automatically that basically line up your equal sign and then all your assignments. Yeah. So you can.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
One thing that I saw in here was you have the move line up and move line down command.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that I use in Office all the time. So in Office, if you hit Alt Shift up or down, you can move things in PowerPoint and Word
and OneNote
to just have them go up and down in outlines and tables.
Yeah.
And now in Visual Studio, you can do that with lines of code just by hitting Alt Up Arrow or Alt Down Arrow.
Yeah, which is great if you're kind of refactoring some code, moving stuff around. You want stuff to happen in a different order. So
yeah, so there are a lot of great stuff in here. There's another one that was the Solution Navigator, which combines like the Solution Explorer, the Object View.
Yeah,
and
before
all
where you'd have to flip between panes to like dig into classes, to dig into find functions or methods and or files in a solution. Now you can do all that stuff into one. The Solution Navigator doesn't have all the features of each of those separate panes yet, but they're working on it.
Okay.
So
now is that actually useful? Like, do you want to drill down to something like that? Or
yeah, well,
more
it's
like
it's good because you have
a
one-stop place to find all the stuff. So whereas before, if you needed a method or something, you'd end up in like the class or like a different viewer and not the solution viewer.
Yeah.
You would. Now you can just go to one spot and you can search for all the different stuff that you need and it'll filter it down for you.
Yeah, speaking of search, there's something also called the Quick Access tool, which seems a lot like the Office ribbon search commands, where you can start typing in something that you want to do. And notice how I'm typing this.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Last episode.
I know.
And it'll actually show you like the different types of tasks and menu items that follow that same type of search pattern.
Yeah.
So
I haven't had
things.
A chance to use it yet, but
yeah,
that's
I see a little screenshot here.
That's
looks
this
really
afternoon's
cool.
task.
Yeah, this afternoon's task for me is taking a nap. That's pretty much what the PM tasks are these days. Triple click. Wow.
Sometimes highlighting a line of code, you want to get the whole line, you want to do something with the line, and before you were kind of dragging, holding shift, using the arrows, anything.
Yeah.
Now triple click selects the whole line. It's kind of a great deal.
I still think hitting home shift end will be a lot faster.
Everyone had their methods before, but if your hand's already on the mouse, triple clicking is...
Whenever I've coded, which I obviously don't code.
That near. One time 7 years ago.
That one time in Bandcamp. No, I just... I hated using the mouse. Like, I would get on the keyboard and I'd memorize every single shortcut I possibly could.
Yep.
And I would never want to touch the mouse. But I guess if you do have to touch the mouse and you want to triple click something, just how cool is saying, like, I'm going to triple click? It's like,
maybe if you have one of those mice with the, like, extra buttons, you can assign triple click to that button.
Oh, I was thinking just, like, smash all the buttons together.
I don't know what you do on a Mac where the whole mouse is one big button.
Yeah, you can use multi-touch gestures, but we're not gonna go
on the mouse?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's never mind.
Magic mouse. Anyway, so all sorts of great stuff coming from...
Check it out. It's in the Visual Studio extension
Power
online
tools.
Gallery.
We'll give you a link to it.
Yep.
Very, very popular. Already 80,000 downloads after just the first couple days, and lots of great comments and ratings. So
4.5 stars.
Yep. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Let us know what your favorite power tool is. And
if you want any other ones.
Yeah. Or if you guys are designing any extensions yourself, let us know. And we'll if we like them, we'll give you a shout out.
Our second story today is about Facebook, naturally.
We'll use
Facebook.
Do you know Twitter?
There was an article posted from
the Facebook blog.
The Facebook blog that
CEO
said,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Facebook has hit 500 million users.
500 million users.
That's halfway to
1,000 million users.
1 billion. We were waiting for Paul to do his little pinky trick.
Yeah, I was told that if I do that, I might get sued by Mike Myers or Austin Powers.
It was a joke.
Yeah, so maybe I'll do it with it. but yeah, 500 million people using Facebook all around the world.
That's huge.
It's amazing.
It's huge.
So Facebook had a couple announcements with this. One, they're saying that 500 million people are actively using Facebook, so they're registered on the service. They're growing by, I think it said, like, 1 million people like a week or every 12 days. It's like some incredibly fast growth rate.
Shows on a pace to a billion.
Yeah, and it's the United States, or actually North America, is the strongest percentage of the 500 million users, followed by Europe. And then Asia is in third place, but they have one of the highest growth rates, which is pretty amazing considering
it's blocked in China.
Yeah, China blocks it with their great firewall of China. So I'm not exactly sure how people are getting around that in mass, or if it's just other regions in Asia that are just growing by leaps and bounds. But either way, it's showing that Facebook is just an amazingly hot web property that just keeps on growing and growing and growing.
And one of the things they launched on the same blog was about Facebook stories, things that you've accomplished with Facebook. So it gives some examples of the...
Like local businesses,
or there's a high school senior that's called out in there for organizing a project to rebuild a playground, like some cool local community efforts. Stuff.
Yeah. And it's really cool because you can browse around the world and see where the Facebook stories are geotagged, and that's powered by Bing Maps. So very cool. Very good product integration from Microsoft. So, 500 million people. If you guys are one of them, leave us a comment. Let's see if we can get 500 million comments.
That's a lot.
I would just like to get to 50 comments. That would be nice.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that'll do it for that one. Next. All right, Microsoft announced this past week that they are offering a all-in-one bundle with a Kinect and an Xbox.
A Kinect sensor,
that's right. Kinect sensor. For $299, you get all the motion sensing capabilities of Kinect.
Kinect Adventures. Which is a game. Or a set of games, I'm not totally sure. But
yeah, I'm sure it's
adventures, so it's probably a set of...
Right, it's plural. So
plural. There's most likely more than one adventure.
Probably. But you might have to complete one adventure to get to another adventure.
It'll be
an adventure for us.
We'll have to have a whole episode of Ping just playing Kinect Adventures.
That's right. But you won't actually be able to see our characters at all.
They blink all the time.
You'll just see us, like, dancing around and nothing else behind us.
This is going to get a whole lot better.
But anyway.
Like the boy band video.
Yeah, just like
the Hammer Pants clip.
Good.
All those things can come back.
Awesome. So back to this story. So the Kinect pricing. For the Kinect alone, again, it's $149.99. For the bundle, it's $299, and it comes with a game.
What is $149.99 for the Kinect
Just
thing.
The Kinect extension that works with the 40 million
bundles.
Xboxes that are already out there today. Yep. There are also a number of other games that are coming out, including Kinectimals, where you can go, like, pet animals digitally and teach them to do stuff?
It's the next evolution of Farmville. Pretty soon you're going to be planting your own corn.
That's right. Digitally planting corn, like one kernel at a time.
Digitally driving your like horse and whatever.
Like, it's like petting the horse and like feeding it with a muzzle. And then
there's you feed it with a muzzle or like a feed bag? I don't even know.
Yeah, feed bag, I guess.
I should play Farmville. I get better at this.
Yeah, and this is probably why I don't have pets or a girlfriend. But yeah, so Kinect Sports.
You said it.
Yeah, I'm not good at taking care of things is what it boils down to. Kinect Sports is another game out there where you can play all sorts of sport type games. I think they
that's the one where I think we've all seen clips of where the people standing in like stopping balls that are bouncing back at them.
Ricochet.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
There you go.
Ricochet might be part of Kinect Sports. I know they do have table tennis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which Paul is very good at table tennis. In real life.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, like, I go over to our team over.
Given how
Shanghai.
Good I am at Wii bowling and compared to not in bowling real life,
yeah,
Paul may be just kind of the next coming in table tennis.
Pretty much. And then there's one called Kinect Joyride, which I really hope you get to drive around in a digital 2002 Chevy Impala, because that is probably the best
that
car.
That stutters because it had water in the gas tank.
Oh, among other things. Anyway, there is a 32-city tour going on where if you're in one of the 32 cities in North America over the next couple of months, you can actually play with Kinect and try it out for yourself.
Yeah, and pre-order one maybe.
Yeah, and you can pre-orders I have actually started as well. So
yeah.
you can pre-order the Kinect through a number of our partners as well as through the Microsoft Store. So.
Yeah.
All sorts of great stuff coming from Kinect. Are you gonna get one?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
It may be a holiday present to myself.
Yeah,
because I'm sure my girlfriend won't buy one for me.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't have one, so I'll just have to buy one for myself.
I'll buy one for you, and you buy one for me. How's that?
All right, I agree to the first.
It'll
yeah.
be a next a bromance present. So yesterday I was sitting at my desk using those power tools we talked about before,
right.
Coding a little bit. The Paul typing method of coding.
So you're searching on Bing for open source stuff that we should not use in our software applications.
That's it. Yeah, that's what this looks like. Mm-hmm. So, and I got an email. We're all getting, or Microsoft employees are all getting a Windows Phone 7.
You're getting a phone, and you're getting a phone. Well, actually, only the people that are Microsoft employees watching this will be getting phones from
but
us.
For those people, you're getting a phone.
Yeah, that was me trying to have my Oprah moment. but the thing that confused me about this mail is that it said that they will be made available to every Microsoft employee as we launch in each market around the world. So that didn't actually say free to me. Like, it kind of confused me, like what made available means. Like, it's out in the marketplace, so I'm sure that's made available to me. So I'm thinking this means free phones.
Yep.
But it didn't.
Gizmodo says free.
Yeah. So that's. Gizmodo's completely accurate on everything. Maybe they
Gizmodo had that
they got free phones.
They've had lots of breaking stories about stuff that ended up being real.
Breaking stories, break-ins, all sorts of great stuff from Gizmodo. But yeah, so Andy Lee sent out this message. He's one of our senior VPs, saying that we're all going to get some phones. So that's pretty sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah,
and it also encouraged people to go, if you haven't already, download the developer tools, give it a try, build some apps for Windows Phone. We'll pass that along to you guys.
Yeah, I actually have some great ideas for apps that I'm going to code up within Visual Studio in my new
7 years app. After Paul's last coding effort. We're yeah. back for Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, can I still use
7 7 and 7
5?
7 and 7, right? 7 years of no coding back to Windows Phone 7.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a different kind of 7 and 7 I thought you normally consumed on the weekends.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that'll do it for Boys Without Foys. Laura Foy will be coming back next week here on King.
Bye.
So that'll be it for Adam for a while. Adam was actually going to go over to Shanghai, but now he's not, so we're all going to hang out at some Microsoft conference next week in Seattle. So with that, we do appreciate all the comments and feedback that you guys have. So if there are any stories you want us to cover, you can post them to our Channel 9 page or go to Ping on Facebook.
Or send us an email.
Send us an email at ping@microsoft.com. And with that, we are out.